I'm on a boo roll today. I thought I would do a boo, my bedroom tour. Tour of my bedroom. It might take me more than one boo, I'll see. So I've got my door here, which I'm not going to open. The door, my bedroom door's behind me. So on the left, there's a wall. And one step, two steps, and there's a bathroom door. The light switch is outside of my bathroom. The lights is on. The lights are off. So I'm stepping in, and the floor's wet because this is a wet room rather than a bathroom. It's probably about half a meter in front of me, half a meter on the left, and about half a meter on the right. So it's quite a little bathroom. So on my left is a sink, nice low sink. It starts where my bum starts, so it's quite low. In front of me, toilet. On the left hand side of the toilet, a wire stand facing it, is a towel, a toilet paper thing, and above it, it's got a button that floats the toilet. Then on my right, we've got the wall, and it's the shower bit, which is ill, nice and wet. And then they had a shower head, and there's some water coming out of it because I just had a shower about half an hour ago, and I just wet my feet. And then I've got a little tiny shelf, got my shampoo, hair con, and shower gel. So we're going to go out of there. Oh, and beside the sink, I've got all my towels. So the bathroom's on my left. On my right, I have the wall. And then I've got a few steps, and I've got my massive fridge. After the fridge is my lovely bed, which I'm sitting on right now. So the fridge and the bed is on one wall. Opposite wall, the bathroom wall. So let's go back to bathroom. So this opposite wall where the bathroom is. My wardrobe's here. One, two, three, and it's got three drawers. Bottom. Then next to it is a desk that goes alongside this wall as well as my window wall, and the window is on the wall between the desk, or between the bathroom wall as I call it, and my bed wall. So it's a very long desk. So the wardrobe finishes here. Above the desk there's one, two, three shelves, and where my bed is, there's some little tiny one, two, three little tiny shelves, and then there's like this tiny little, I would say cupboard, but it's not a cupboard, above my, where my bed finishes, so you can put stuff on it. And from the window right to where, oh hello doggy, my fridge finishes is a carpet, and then from where the bathroom door starts right to the door, it's got normal flooring without carpet. I don't know what colours things are, so I can't really say that, but it's a nice big long bedroom. Not as wide. It's like a rectangular shape. It's quite wide, but it's really long. And then I have the dog in the middle, who is thinking she can lie wherever she wants. Hey? Hey? Come here then. She usually lies underneath the table when she goes to sleep anyway. And during the day, she just lies in the middle of the bedroom. So that's another furniture of mine. A moving and a nice hairy furniture that gives you paws. Mwah. Good girl. I just kissed her paw because she gave me one. So, yeah. That's just a little tour of my college bedroom. I was listening to this boo and I forgot something about the bathroom. Where the sink is, above the sink there's a rectangular mirror that has a shelf at the bottom so you can put makeup or whatever on there. And it's nice. It's quite a little. It's not little, but it's not a big mirror. And what I like about that mirror is that it's got that shelf. Because in the other building I used to live in before Easter, it had a mirror without the shelf. So I really like the shelf. So, yeah.